This is KCUR 89.3. Paul Durrell runs the Leopold Gallery in Brookside. He prides himself on representing artists whose work ends up in the homes of private collectors as well as in the lobbies, waiting rooms, and executive offices of some of Kansas City's biggest businesses. But as KCUR CJ Genevieve reports, Durrell is also proud of something else he does that's been far less visible.
When Paul Durrell started selling art 25 years ago, people told him he was crazy for wanting to focus only on Missouri and Kansas artists. Now, the work in his gallery sells for thousands of dollars.
These are oils by Alan Chow, abstracted interpretations of the West Bottoms and the Flint Hills. He loves painting the Kansas City skyline and the West Bottoms, and he's great at it.
Durrell is also beginning to see the results of another investment he started to make a decade ago.
Back in 2006, I paid a visit to Paseo Academy just to see how they were doing. I was curious about it. I always assumed it was well-funded and that they had everything they needed.
Paseo is an arts magnet, but teachers there told him suburban schools had much bigger budgets for their arts programs.
I found that disgraceful.
Durrell eventually began raising money for the programs at Paseo and at Sumner Academy in Kansas City, Kansas. $10,000 a year now. And for the last decade, he's also taken the students out for a day of inspiration.
You guys ready to rock and roll?
Yeah.
Let's go.
On a Tuesday morning a couple of weeks ago, they head out on buses.
My name is Javier Rivas, but right now I'm focusing more on 3D, so like shadow boxes.
My name is Alejandra Peralta. I've dipped into a lot of different medias.
I'm Donnie Randolph. My favorite media is charcoal or graphite pencils.
My name is Jesus Rodriguez. I do usually work on sculptures, actually. Right now, I'm working on surrealism.
Jennifer Gerardo. I'm interested in fashion.
There's almost 70 of these kids. They start out early in the morning in downtown Kansas City, Kansas, where painter Jose Faust shows them around his studio and answers questions.
So any material you find that has color, whether it's fabric, whether it's this cast-off paint, you can just take it apart and you can use this to construct with, you know?
From there, Durrell takes them to the West Bottoms.
That bridge has got all kinds of sculpture on it. I want you to see it, but it's also cool because you get to walk across the river. Most people don't even know it's here.
Everyone's taking pictures, some with just cell phones, others with fancy digital cameras. They're taking selfies or arty photos of the flowers growing out of the concrete or the geometric shapes above. Same thing a few blocks away at the Port Authority lot along the Missouri River, looking at the Kansas City skyline.
This is what I wanted to show you.
Next, they visit Lidi Volkas Gallery and the studio of painter William Rose. Then they go to Penn Valley Park, where Durrell has box lunches waiting for them.
Yes.
Over the course of the day, Durrell says, he hopes these mostly African-American and Latino kids will feel supported and recognize their own talents. The studio visits reinforce that message. So does Rodolfo Marone, who's tagging along. He graduated from Paseo in 2008. Now he's a professional artist. He just won a Charlotte Street Award and his work's in the Kemper's Museum in the Crossroads.
So I've kind of been through it all. So yeah, maybe to just be an example of an artist that looks like them, someone who's brown, someone who, you know, may have walk the same streets that they have, that you can make it.
That's obviously sinking in for Brianna Riley and Alicia Manning of Sumner.
Today we really got to see a lot of things that we normally don't see, and we got to document it with pictures.
A lot. We learned a lot of like how the artists do what they do and how they got out there. And I've seen a lot of exhibits and studios that I never even knew was in our city, like at all. So it opened our eyes to a lot of things.
Inspired us for like new projects, future projects.
Big projects.
Same goes for Jesse Rodriguez at Sumner.
Just made me feel like I'm part of something bigger, you know, that I can do better and I can one day possibly have my arts in those galleries too.
There's one more stop at the Kansas City Art Institute, where Durrell hopes some of them will end up after high school, and where real live college students in the sculpture department are working in the outside studios. They get a tour of the painting and sculpture departments, and they get to hear from another Paseo alum. Felix Mall is now a sophomore here. He's also an alum of Durrell's field trips.
Having Paul take us on these field trips and getting us to step out of our regular curriculum, it helped me see art as the bigger picture sooner. He was taking us and like getting us to do actual things in the actual world.
Mall has some valuable perspective for students who want to go on to the Art Institute.
It's not high school.
Art school's hard work. But Darrell also just wants the kids to have some fun.
By the time I conclude this field trip, I'll have taken nearly 1,100 kids on field trips. Yeah, that's a lot of kids.
That's a lot of artists. For KCUR 89.3, I'm CJ Janovee.